Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Hamel Broadcasting. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Happy Hour. It's Jonna Spilbor. It is Carol Pesci. Well, they're stuck with me, so it's this guy, too. And I just want you all to know, by the way, that when Jonna Spilbor, or Spilborg, as I lovingly refer to her in her robot form, when she jumped in to our Zoom call, she accidentally had the video on for a moment, and I saw the hair she was talking about last week, Carol. And all I could think of was, wow, if only I had hair like that, I could run my fingers through and not get stuck on the extensions.
Oh, no, you get your fingers stuck on the extensions. That's the problem with extensions.
Frank Berry, is she exaggerating about the craziness of her hair?
No, it's long, and the best word I can come up with is flowy.
Okay. Oh, good, because I was waiting that little half second there. I'm like, what word is he going to use? Is he going to say frizzy? Is he going to say bushy? Is he going to say 80s? What's he going to say? Flowy. You're such a smart man, you, hey, Frankenberry.
Thank you very much. I mean, Jonna, look, though I may be a single dude, and I have been for a very long time, it's not like I haven't been in relationships before. So there are certain topics, certain things that you know to word appropriately or just not discuss at all. Especially with the fact that most men are not wearing a cup on a regular basis. So you got to be careful with stuff.
Yes, you do. And I've been actually feeling a little bit guilty since our show last week, because I did not mean to imply, I hope I didn't mean to imply at all, that my crazy hair right now is in any way, shape, or form because of my current hairdresser. It is not.
Well, you mentioned that last week. You said you said it was not her gig. Yeah.
It's just that when you add a stranger's hair to your own hair and then your hair grows, because that's what hair does, you end up with a lot of hair. You know, it's just a lot of hair.
Right. And and the plot of a bad horror movie that we also discussed last week.
Right. So just want to be ultra, ultra clear on that. I don't want to leave a bad impression in anybody's mind. Boom. Speaking of minds.
Oh, it's going to be a double sagoo.
Oh, my God. Look at she's on a roll, Carol.
Guys,
butter and everything.
When's the last time we had a double sagoo?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh, it's been a long time. This is mark your calendars. Okay, so just before we get cracking over here, today we are talking with he's an author, he's a coach, he's an all-around cool dude by the name of Cam Knight. We like his name, too, but it's Cam with a K, K-A-M Knight. And one of the many, many books that he has written is called Mind Mapping: Improve Memory, Concentration, Communication, Organization, Creativity, and Time Management. And I imagine that once we're done talking about his book, we'll memorize that subtitle and won't have to read it correctly. But this is an interesting concept. Like, I was attracted to this book because, and we could talk about this when we get him on with us, like, as we mature, shall we say, sometimes I think like our creativity or even our memory recall or things can get sometimes more sluggish than they used to be. And I'm always looking for ways to stay sharp as a tack, because that's, you know, you buy low, sell high. That's me. That's me all the time. Constantly going. And you know, you can do that with supplements. You can do that in a lot of ways. So I was attracted to this book because it provides a non-supplement way to stay sharp. So we're going to talk to Cam Knight when we come back from the break.
Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds cool. And also, before we get to why you might be feeling blue today, which is the moniker you are using in our Zoom meeting this morning, I just wanted to say hi and thank you to Susan, who likes that name so much that she repeats it in her email. So, Susan, thank you for reaching out to myself and then also, by extension, Jonna and Carol, to say that you enjoy our show, you listen, and you enjoyed last week. Show, and you just wanted to know the name of the guest and the book. I just wanted to say thank you for joining us every week. You are indeed a trooper.
She is, and an early riser. She must be an early riser. And what is that commercial? Isn't there? There's a commercial where somebody says something twice. Which, when you say Susan, it's reminding me of that commercial, and I can't remember what
pizza.
Pizza, duh.
Yes, that's Little Caesars. Yes,
pizza. And then wasn't there a singer, Lisa?
Yeah,
wasn't there?
There was. As we roll ourselves back, wasn't that the 80s? I think
that was the 80s. But see, Frankenberry, there's never going to be a Frankenberry Frankenberry because there's too many syllables in that.
Yeah, way too many. That 14 letters is ungainly enough as it is just once.
Yes. So you're lucky. We only need one word for you, like Cher, Madonna, Frankenberry.
And actually, I've heard one word for me on many an occasion that isn't my name as well.
Can you say it on air?
No, I cannot.
So, okay, but I'm glad we're talking to you today, Frankenberry. Not that we don't talk to you every other
day. As opposed to last week where I was mute. Yeah.
I'm glad we're talking to you because the reason why I came in today as feeling, quote, blue, end quote, is it has a little something to do with something that only men do. Only men. Women do not do this thing. Women would never do this thing. I'm going to verify that in a moment when we get into this discussion. But okay, so here's the wind up before the pitch. It's a little bit of a long wind up, so bear with me.
Get your pillow, Frankenberry.
I know, seriously. Every time she starts telling a story, it's like, you know, get a comfy chair, pillow.
Well, okay, so. Okay, you guys know that in the past, and actually not the distant past recently, I think we talked on one show about some of my complaints that I have about my much younger significant other.
Yes, your paramour, you've discussed those.
In terms of his, so cleanliness, for lack of a better word, and if you'll recall, it's not even cleanly, it's like, you know, he doesn't shut doors that he opens. He doesn't shut drawers that he opens. He takes the used coffee pod out of the coffee maker, and instead of putting it in the garbage, which is 2 feet from the coffee maker, he puts it on the counter, which is 2 inches from the coffee maker. Do you remember when we had that conversation?
Yes. I think, though, if I recall, he didn't throw the coffee pot into the garbage. I don't know what a garbage is.
Garbage.
Well, it sounds fancy in French, and I wouldn't want to put garbage in whatever that is.
Yeah, no, garbage. It's not, you know. So garbage is not bougie. So he does those things, and he continues. He, you know, eats, I don't know, 100 blueberries out of a container that holds 101 blueberries, and then puts that one lone blueberry back in. You remember.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing I really, and so it drives me crazy. The one thing that I will give him a pass on, because I've done it myself, is, you know, if you put laundry in the washer and then you put it in the dryer and then you don't come back to the dryer immediately, like, all right, I get it. Because you need time to take clothes out of the dryer and fold them, put them away. But it takes no time at all to throw a used coffee pot in the garbage. It takes no time at all just to eat that last 100 blueberry, right? It doesn't take any time. Shutting a drawer or a door or a cupboard, like, you opened it. It takes probably less time to shut it if you want to be, truth be told. Okay. So I didn't get into this because it's kind of disgusting, but I'm going to get into it now. And here's the thing, other thing that he does that only men do. Are you ready?
We're ready.
We've been ready the whole time.
All right. So on occasion, on a lot of occasions, so let's say he has to get up in the middle of the night, or it can be any time, and, you know, empty his bladder. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So yes, I understand. That happens a little bit more, like for me these days, because I'm old. But yeah, I understand.
Okay. So let's say that that happens. 99% of the time, I will know that it happened. How will I know? Because there will be evidence of it on the toilet seat.
Oh, no.
I'm not joking. No. I wish I was joking. A little bit of evidence. Frankenberry, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do, and that's what toilet paper is for, and you give it a quick wipe before you leave.
Oh, is that
or you lift the seat up before you go.
Oh, no, but it could even be, it doesn't matter. Seat up, seat down, don't matter.
Well, you always have to, first off, you always have to lift the seat up, because anybody that would stand there and do their business with the seat down is just incredibly inconsiderate. But no, I know exactly what she's talking about, because... Okay. You know, like, say, in the restrooms here at work, if there is a little, say, drop or so left, well, that's what, again, the toilet paper is for. Give it a quick wipe. It looks good. You're all set.
All right. But let me ask you something. So you're a considerate dude. I will bet you that at your work, or maybe you've been to a restaurant, or maybe you've even been to a friend's house, right, where you have encountered, especially you, because you have to – lift the seat, right? That's typically how guys do it. You might have encountered a drop or two. Am I right? I mean, like, so not everybody is considered as you, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, yes, no, like.
Yes. I mean, I have seen evidence of such things in the past. Sure.
And it's disgusting, is it not?
Well, it's not pleasant.
Sir, are you saying that it's anything but disgusting? Yes or no?
Well, no, I mean, that's pretty obvious. So it's just like, I mean, you can use the word disgusting. It doesn't matter what word you use. It just, that person obviously wasn't as considerate as myself or as some others may be.
Your Honor, I would like to hold this witness in contempt. It was a simple yes or no question. All right. So, yeah, so we agree. We agree it's disgusting. Okay. Now, it should come as no surprise, based on what I've told you about my significantly younger significant other, that from time to time I encounter what I've just described. Okay. Now, sidebar that for a second, and I hate it, and I can't stand it. And I have in the past been very obnoxious, not to the point where I would wake him up, say, at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, get up, clean it up. You know, I have to pee. Right. I haven't done that, but I have been obnoxious and I have handed him a paper towel and some bleach and have said, you missed something, and made him clean it up. Not like a mother type thing. Just like, you know, I got to use this toilet, too. You know,
she has a toilet and garbage.
apparently so. Jonna lives in like some completely different reality.
So, OK, so he's gotten the message, but he's also gotten a little lazy. Now, here's the sidebar part. So. One of the things that we do like about each other is we're into supplements and things to enhance health and, you know, all that kind of organic foods and stuff. So we have that in common. And recently, because I scroll through the Facebook an awful lot, I got hit in the face with an ad for a supplement that seemed very, very interesting, like a miracle supplement that's supposed to, I don't know, cleanse your body of heavy metal and parasites and all the kind of junk that you don't want in your body, but apparently we all have it in our body. And it just so happens that this product is a very, very deep blue color. In fact, the name of the product, it's called like methylene blue. That's what it is. And it's supposed to go in your body and then it cleanses all the other junk out and it leaves your body. Well, when it leaves your body, one of the side effects of this methylene blue is that it comes out the same color it went in.
Oh, my God. So now the evidence is really colorful.
So now, as you can imagine, I can't even, like, there's no missing it. Like, it just, so now when I walk into the bathroom, if I see that somebody was less than clean when he was relieving himself, I have blue spots all over my toilet. Now, here's the funny thing. I should be really mad at that, because another side effect of this supplement is that it stains.
Oh, but my God.
I am so amused by the fact that I'm basically living with a Smurf, that it's making me and it's compelling me to be unmad about something that truly, truly disgusts me.
Well, that's interesting that you're not angry because the color has changed. And I also have to question how good something is for you if it goes through your entire system and still comes out colorful.
Isn't that interesting? But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking maybe it is very good for you because if the color was removed in your digestive process, wouldn't that mean that it's like a dye as opposed to being the genuine color of whatever it's made out of? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever nasty sounding chemical they've given it, they branded it with. Hey, this stuff's really good for you. It's called methylene. They make it up on that hill, that place that you're not allowed to visit.
I kind of stopped buying my supplements at 3 o'clock in the morning off the Facebook because that's where I get a lot of my ideas.
Yeah, or from some
dude. You really do.
Or from some dude at a roadside stand in the early 1900s. Yeah, you got to stop.
A little snake oil.
Yes.
Well, that was like that one time I bought something and I was so afraid to take it that I ended up just wasting the money. It was, it was venom. Yeah. It was supposed to take the place of like Botox, but instead of an injection, you're supposed to rub it on your wrinkles. And it was made out of a deadly snake venom. And I bought it and it was like $60 and I was too afraid to use it. I never used it.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say, so you made your younger paramour try it first.
I've definitely done that. Mm-hmm. I've done it blatantly. Like, you know, I'm really weird about this, but you know, when you do buy, like, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be a weird supplement. It could be, you know, Advil or something. When you buy a jar of something and it has the safety seal, right? Occasionally that safety seal kind of gets stuck up in the cap. I've seen that happen before, and it doesn't mean that it's been poisoned. It doesn't, but in my mind, it does. So if I buy a jar of something and the safety seal is kind of stuck up in the cap or it's a little too easy to get off and I don't want to throw it away, I'll be like, you take one. And he does. So that's good.
Oh, that's great. You've got like the queen's taster. Very nice.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It works. But I get weird that way, and I don't like to think that, because I remember, and you guys probably remember, we were very young, but you remember the whole Tylenol thing? I never forgot that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Kids, right? When was that? That was like 80s.
I'm going to guess more like late 70s. That would be my guess.
But that doesn't, and I don't think about that so much anymore. Sometimes, though, I think in this day and age, if you were getting something weird, you don't want it to be like spiked with fentanyl or anything. Like, not happening in the factory. Like, what if it happened on the shelf? That's what I worry about.
And I worry about you buying supplements online from Facebook ads. I do.
At 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
But it really hasn't affected me. I mean, has it?
Well, I don't know. You're not on video anymore, and I can't see if your left eye is twitching.
My left eye might be twitching. Yeah, I know. Okay, so I'm waiting for the second Sagu.
I know, and I got nothing.
Yeah, just say, you know what? You had a first one. Congratulate yourself, pat yourself on the back, and let's get to introducing this new fella.
Wow, I can't. All right, so then we're not a double Sagu show. I got excited because we were going to be a double Sagu. We're not a double Sagu at all.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. If we did double, then you could map that with your mind.
I give that a 6.
As she holds up the card next to the other two judges. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little bit reaching, but okay. So when we come back from the break, I'm actually, as I am reading this to you, I am on our guest's website. He's got 8 books. We're only going to scratch the surface and focus on one. So when we come back, we're going to be talking with coach, international speaker, and best-selling author, Cam Knight. Now, the book that I chose to talk about is the one book that you really need to see visually. So that's why I picked it, because I don't have a challenge on the radio. But this book is called Mind Mapping: Improve Memory, Concentration, Communication, Organization, Creativity, creativity and time management with Cam Knight. But he's got others, which we'll talk about when we get back from the break, including speed reading. Learn to read a 200 plus page book in 1 hour. Carol, that might be right up your alley.
I
would believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
No, he's like to read the physical books. I do everything with the audio version. But so, yeah. All right. We'll talk to him about it. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Cam Knight coming up.
All right. That sounds good. And I am kind of interested, by the way, Johnny, if I ever did come to visit you and the toilet was still looking like your younger paramour had recently visited it, if I accidentally dripped, if it would turn green.
Oh, good God. We should have ended when we were up.
All right, Cam Knight's on the way. We're going to think about stuff.
Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jenna and Carol.
And welcome back again, everyone, to Happy Hour here. Jenna Spillmore, Carol Pesci, this fella who you just wish would shut up. And it's time now to get to our guest. And our guest this time around, segment number two here, is Cam Knight. Hi, Cam.
Hey, it's Stefan.
Hi. We call him Frankenberry because, well, he's got a tattoo of Frankenberry on his forearm, so we kind of have to. But before we get into that, we are talking with probably one of the most prolific authors we have ever interviewed on this show in the last 13 years. We're speaking with Cam Knight, who is a coach, international speaker, and best-selling author, to say the least, of a dozen books in the area of mental performance and personal mastery. He is known for bringing fresh solutions and insights that are a rare departure from traditional ideas. Because of his fresh perspective, his books have become the gold standard for their respective topics, which have helped over 500,000 people. When he is not coaching or writing, he is traveling and has traveled to over 100 countries in the world. Wow. That's more. I could say I probably have traveled to 100 restaurants. Not
easy.
Cam Knight, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. That was a fantastic introduction. I'm happy to be here.
Well, and we are happy to have you because I have to say, like, I'm not even exaggerating. You have a whole library of books with the goal of helping people, like, generally improve some aspect of their lives. And when I was looking for someone to talk to on this topic, I loved the title of your book, Mind Mapping, because the subtitle, which is very long, and I'm just going to read it because Frankenberry loves long subtitles, but it's called basically How to Improve Memory, Concentration, Communication, Organization, Creativity, and Time Management. I'm like, I want to do that. I want to do those things so bad that I look for supplements to make me smarter, to make, improve my memory, to make me more creative. So everybody wants to improve in these categories. Yeah. So I imagine, is that the impetus for the book? Like, what made you decide to write the book? And I know the book is very visual, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so first I'll riff on what you said, how you look for supplements to improve your memory and focus. And that's interestingly one of the number one questions I get asked. Although I've written all these books and developed all these techniques to help us improve our memory, reading, as well as our creativity, people want to jump to the supplements. So it's funny that you said that. And I'm just going to dive into why I wrote the book. So quickly after graduating college, I decided to sit for the CPA exam, which at the time was considered one of the most difficult certification exams to pass. It had a 15% first-time pass rate. So I decided it might help to learn some learning and memory techniques because the time I spent on learning that could help me could save me much more time in the long run with exam. And one of the techniques that I came across was, interestingly enough, mind mapping. And I didn't really get a good explanation of it. So I ended up developing a lot of what's in the book on my own. But what was really fantastic about mind mapping was how amazingly it organized information. So the CPA has just the sheer amount of information is, I mean, the amount that you have to know, just the depth and breadth is vast. And at the time, 25% of the exam was focused on business law. And my business law professor told us that you have to know essentially 30% of what you learn in law school for a quarter of this exam. And so as you can imagine, you just get so much information. And I found that mind maps does such a great job of organizing it. So it allows you to keep like information separate from unlike information. And it makes it easier to keep information straight in your head. Because I'll just give a quick example. So another large part of the exam was on tax. And so for business law, we had to know business law about LLCs and partnerships, corporations, as well as individuals. But at the same time, we needed to know how to do taxes for LLCs, partnerships, corporations, and individuals. There are two different information that can easily get mixed up, not just between law and tax, but even within LLC, partnerships, and corporations. And the way mind maps are structured, it makes it easier to organize information. So it's easier to keep things straight. And I think the biggest challenge people have with exams and information in general is not so much taking in the information, but keeping it from getting jumbled up.
So, okay, I have a million questions, but let me start with, because I know, because I've downloaded, so I have the audio version of this book and I downloaded the PDF that goes with it. Yeah. And the book is largely based on, I'm going to call them basically visual diagrams.
Yeah.
So are you saying in order to mind map and do all the things that mind mapping can help you do, do you first have to put information on paper to make it easier to recall when that paper is not in front of you? Like you were talking about the CPA exam. Yeah. I do this every day where I almost need to have a photographic memory so that I can recall things that were on paper, but I don't have access to the paper in front of me. Like, is that the kind of thing that mind mapping helps the most with?
Yeah, because it makes information more visual. Like you said, a diagram, we put information into a form of a diagram, making it more visual in nature. And in that, it helps us remember better because the mind processes and remembers visual information better. But before we jump in, how about I try to describe what a mind map is and kind of give an example of how it works, and then our listeners can follow along. So mind mapping is a different way of taking notes. So instead of that linear way we were taught in school, where we write notes line by line, starting from the top of the page and working down, with mind maps, we don't start at the top of the page, but rather in the middle of the page and then work outwards like a spider web. And since this is an audio program and we really can't see a visual example, I'll try to illustrate with a topic that people can easily visualize. And that would be the solar system. So imagine you're back in grade school and are learning about the solar system and wanting to take notes on it. Again, traditionally, that would be done line by line, starting from the top of the page and working down. But again, with the mind map, we don't start at the top, we start in the center. So for this example, we would start by putting the word sun in the middle of the page. And around the sun, we would add 8 branches, one for each of the planets. And within each of the planets, we would add sub-branches to note details about the planets. For example, we could add 2 sub-branches stemming from the planet sun or stemming from the planet Saturn, to note, one, that it has an icy ring, and 2, that it's the second largest. We can also add 3 sub-branches to Mars to say that it is red, has a thin atmosphere, and 2 moons. And within each sub-branch, we can add lower-level branches to list even more details. For example, we can add a lower-level branch to icy ring to note that it's made of ice and dust. Or we can add a lower-level branch to red to note that it's made of rusted iron. So hopefully this gives a person listening a good kind of visual of how mind maps work.
Cam, this is Carol. I have a question. Who benefits most from your book and this process of mind mapping? Is it primarily for students or for people such as a CPA or Jana as an attorney who have to keep a tremendous amount of information organized? Who's it for?
So, yeah, so this technique works for a lot of different types of people. It's especially great for students who are learning information and want a better way to not just learn it, but to remember and organize it. It's fantastic for professionals, especially people who are dealing with lots of different tasks and activities as well as information, including CPAs and lawyers. And it's also really great for creatives. You know, there's chapters in that book that talk about how people who are writers and artists and even sculptors can use mind map to take their creative ideas and bring it and refine it in their creation.
So I'm thinking, okay, I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this because I get it. I work a lot, we use a lot of like color, for example. Yeah. Like I own a law office and you'd be like, well, why do you use a lot of color? Well, yeah. We use a lot of color like in our calendar system. So I can look at a calendar and quickly know who's got to be where, not by reading where they've got to be, but by looking at the color, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed in your download, there's a lot of color too.
Yeah.
So is this, I'm just trying to figure out how everyday people would apply something like this for even just keeping the house, like keeping your kids' schedule straight. Like I think it could be useful for people in a number of settings, not just professional. Do you know of people who use it just for basic household tasks?
Yeah. In fact, later on in the book, there are several chapters that talk about how a person can use it with their children for household tasks, for like just organizing their groceries. So for example, for let's just say household task, we could put chores in the center of the page and then create branches for the different types of tasks that we would need to do. Maybe cleaning, another task related to car, another task related to shopping. And then within each of those branches, we can specify or detail what that would be. So for cleaning, we could say we need to mop the kitchen, you know, clean the bedroom and things like that. For the car, we can add subtasks like take it to the mechanic, get a car wash, get an oil change. And, you know, for shopping, we could say, okay, what are the things, where are we going to go for shopping? We need to go to the grocery store, maybe to the butcher, maybe to the bakery. And then within each of those branches, list what we want to get. So this is a very effective tool for not just learning and remembering, but also organizing and planning our day.
So I think people could use this to improve their memory with everyday things. Like for me, memorizing a person's name. Like I'm not going to sit down and write out a diagram for every person I meet and I remember, but I meet a lot of people and you can come up to me and you can say, hi, I'm Cam. And then I could turn around, order a margarita, turn back around and totally forget what you told me your name. That happened to me before. But in this is kind of reminding me of like if you came up to me and you said, hi, my name's Cam, I might not just repeat your name and say, hi, Cam, nice to meet you. I'm going to say Cam. And then I'm going to think of something that's going to remind me of your name. It could be anything. Is mind mapping sort of an on paper way to do that sort of thing that you can do in your brain when you don't have paper, if that makes any sense?
Yeah. So I like your technique on remembering. And if I can add to it, what I teach in my memory book is whenever you meet someone, of course, you want to repeat their name because just verbally repeating it, it's going to have a stronger connection in the brain than just hearing it. And then I like the idea that you have of like connecting it to someone else. And so if you were to meet someone named Cam, you could say, you could connect it to somebody who has a similar name and then also to something that reminds you of that name, like a camera. So that's a very good technique. But if we wanted to integrate mind mapping, what you could do is kind of have like a visual mind map in your head of different places that you go and meet people. So maybe you go to a networking event, or then maybe you go to, like you said, at a restaurant or at a bar. And every time you meet a new person at that event or at the other place, you can like mentally create a branch in your head of restaurant, branch, cam. So you know where you met the person. And then when you have cam, you can add a couple other branches that would trigger memory of that name, such as a camera or somebody else who has a similar name like Candace, which can also help to recall that person's name. So not only are you having improving your memory of names, but you're also remembering where you're meeting these people.
See, that's the fascinating part about me, because I know, I see how it works on paper. I completely see how it works on paper. And I'm trying to figure out a way to lose the paper and do it completely well, in the mind.
Isn't that what you just said, Cam? That you that we can do that visual construction of the mind map in our head?
More or less. So instead of using paper, we just kind of do it in our head. And so you can kind of create a template, like I said, of the places that you do go to on a regular basis and where you do meet people. And so have a mental map of that. And anytime you meet someone new, you know, you add a branch to where you met them with the details that I described, their name, who that person reminds you of, as well as something, an object that might trigger memory of that name as well.
You need an app for this.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, there are tons and tons of apps for mind mapping.
But I like this. And I know, I mean, we only have a few more minutes with you, but I don't want us to leave this conversation without touching on some of the other books, because some of your other books, almost in this same vein, appear to be very, very interesting. Like we were talking off air about, you have a speed reading book, learn speed, a 200 plus page book in 1 hour. And I was teasing Carol because Carol likes to, we both consume a lot of books, but Carol actually consumes them in their physical form. I get the audio version. So is it a similar technique? Like, is mind mapping sort of related to how you would learn to speed read? To, and then you have one on concentration. You have one self-taught way to success. Like, there's got to be a similar vein in these techniques, no?
Well, I'm not one to write the same information again. The overall general topic of the book is similar because it focuses on mental performance and personal mastery. But each book covers very unique ideas. And that's my goal, is never to be repetitive. And a lot of the ideas in the books are not things that are being talked about or other people are saying, because I've never been one to want to repeat something that's already been done. I wanted to bring kind of new thinking. And if I do talk about an idea that's already been discussed, I try to bring a unique or different perspective or try to explain it better. Though the speed reading book, you know, it's one of my most successful books. It's, you know, it's got over 5,000 reviews on Amazon.
Wow.
Yeah, because it can quickly accelerate someone's ability to read. And the reason I wanted to write that book is that a lot of people want to read, and a lot of people have a motivate, like a large library of books sitting on their shelf that they are not getting to, only because it's not a pleasant experience for them. And I wanted to change that. I wanted to show people that if you just make simple shifts, you can not only quickly accelerate the amount that you read, but it'd be an enjoyable experience. And that's because, unfortunately, the way we were taught how to read was by word by word. So in order to learn to read, we had to kind of essentially learn letters and then combine letters to form words and then combine words to form phrases and sentences. And so we really read one word at a time. But the human eyes has amazing ability to capture considerably more words in a single glance. In fact, it's actually much easier to read fast than it is to read slow if you use the techniques in the book. And the reason this book has gotten so many positive reviews is because I deliver on the promise when I say I can literally double to triple your reading speed in a matter of minutes. And it's done in a way where it's enjoyable. And because the technique is simple, like all you have to do is learn the shift and automatically people are like flying through written material. So, yeah.
So wow. I know my next book, and even mind mapping, the book that we were focusing on today, you've got well over 1,000 reviews on this book as well. And I know we have to wrap up here with Cam Knight, but I have to tell people. So is your main website, the one I'm on is camknight.com, spelled Cam.
Yep,
spelled
that's Cam. The one.
And I think I'm going to end up getting all of the on here. I know that you wrote even more and that you're also a coach and a speaker. So what is the best way for people, if they did want to reach out to you, buy the books, is the best way for them to go to camknight.com?
Yep. The easiest way is go to camknight.com, camknight.com. And all my books are listed. I also have a course called Conquer Internal Resistance that'll help people quickly overcome their procrastination and self-sabotage. And I also do one-on-one work. I developed a technique that can help someone quickly overcome severe trauma, PTSD, you know, painful breakup in just a few sessions. So if somebody wants to reach out to me for that, they can just email me at cam@camknight.com.
That's great. And that's the other thing you mentioned was you have a course in overcoming procrastination, an actual course that people can take?
Yep. It's an actual video program that people can take.
And they can get that from camknight.com or someplace else?
From camknight.com.
Well, Cam Knight, this is fascinating stuff. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go next to your speed reading book so that I can speed read the rest of the books, because I'm not.
That's a really good point you brought up.
You're going to listen.
Yeah, people always ask me, like, what book should I start of yours? I'm like, start with the speed reading, because once you know how to read faster and you know how to actually absorb information, because I don't just teach people how to read, but I help people understand better and remember that information longer. And once you have that foundation down, then you can go get through the other books a lot quicker and get a lot more out of them.
And that's awesome. And we really appreciate your time and your intelligence and your talent. So thank you, Cam Knight, for joining us.
Thank you, Cam.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for having me on. This was fantastic.
Yes, thank you very much, Cam Knight. And we will be back here with segment number 3. So there's still more to come in Happy Hour. I know you were saying to yourselves, wow, we thought we were done. Nope, segment number 3 is on the way. John Spilbore, Carol Pesci, and myself, and we'll be right back.
Donna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Donna and Carol.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back one more time to Happy Hour here. Donna Spilbore, Carol Pesci, this guy. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Frankenberry.
So that Cam Knight, he's like an every guru. The guy has a lot of very cool answers to stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I wish. So I just want to let you know the other books. I guess he's written a dozen, but the other 8 on his website, one is more attractive than the next. He's got one called Concentration. Learn how to stay focused and keep your attention for stretches of 5 hours or more. That's
oh my god.
I can only concentrate for 5 hours or more when I'm sleeping, if I can sleep for 5 hours. So that's
right
on my radar. He's got one about visualization, which is big. You know, I know a lot of people who, you know, visualization is huge when they say when you're trying to get something that you want or achieve a goal. Visual and sports people do it all the time. He's got another one, self-talk your way to success. Another one on goal setting. How to achieve your goals faster. Like, who doesn't want this? So it's pretty interesting stuff. I did not know he had a CPA background.
Brain is crazy.
I know. I think that's... CPAs probably have a harder exam than lawyers, I think, sure. Yeah. And not that the bar was a walk in the park.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is interesting. And off the air, he also had mentioned something just for our listeners out there. And I want your opinion on this, Curly, before we have to go. Like he was saying, look, the market is being saturated right now, and probably more so with the self-helpy kind of books, with people who are not really writing them, but they're creating them off ChatGPT. And maybe I've bought books that were written by, how would you know? Like, how would you know if a book was written by ChatGPT or an actual person? you know, with their own experiences and stuff. Are you have an opinion on that one way or another?
I don't know if there is a way that you would know, but I can tell you. So if you're publishing through Amazon's program, I don't know what they're going to do about it. There's a statement you have to answer multiple times that AI was not part of the creation of a book. I don't know how they're enforcing that or handling that, whether they'll pull your book if they determine it was. I don't know. That's a complicated web, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No, that's really interesting. I mean, I could see using it for like an outline. That might be helpful.
Yeah, right? I agree. I think that would be very helpful.
But, you know, if people are going to follow an author, I think they also want personality, right? They don't want to follow a robot.
Right.
And ChatGPT, I don't know if it's ever going to be able to capture personality. I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyway, so yeah, I love the self-help genre. You love the self-help genre.
Yeah, we get it, Jonna.
So I eat this up, and it was good talking with Cam Knight.
I'm really curious about the speed reading, because you have amazing retention. I do not. You have like practically a photographic memory. But I don't know.
But
I'm curious about it.
I think anybody can develop. Like I have to have one, but I think a lot of people can develop it. The thing that bugs me at this stage in my life is back in the day when I didn't have hair extensions and my hair was all mine and just as long, I used to dabble a little bit in acting. And I used to be able to.
Really?
I did. I have a couple of funny stories. Yeah. And I used to be able to memorize scripts, big blocks of scripts. And now I think, I don't know if I could memorize big blocks of dialogue if my life depended on it. And sometimes when I'm watching a movie with a really great, you know, monologue in there, right? Just some really great dialogue or monologue, I'll say to myself, there's no way that that old geezer memorized, you know, 6 pages. And I think what they do, I think when they make movies that you're not memorizing at all, I think they cut and bite size it, you know, and then with the production makes it look better than maybe it was looking when you were actually doing it.
And keep in mind, though, that is their job. So, Jonna, the things that you remember as a lawyer that you can repeat verbatim is because that's what you do, and you don't have any issue repeating those verbatim, but you're not an actor, so you don't spend every day of the week. And I'm with you. I used to be, you know, I acted in many a production when I was in college, and I think the same thing. Holy cow. How can I even possibly memorize the scripts that I used to memorize? But if you don't do it on a regular basis, it's not there. It's that whole muscle memory thing you folks have talked about before in the past.
Muscle memory. But that's why I think this mind mapping could actually work for that, except you can't have the paper. You got to maybe put it on paper, and then you've got to mind map it photographically in your brain. That's the next step. I'm going to tell him who needs a book too.
Did you catch the way she said that, Carol, by the way? You have to, so you can mind map it in your brain. You know, that place where you can mind map stuff in your head.
That gray matters. So,
all right. Well, listen, Cam Knight, thank you so much for joining us today, and for Jonna Spilborn and Carol Pesci. Always appreciate your time, and for all you folks out there who took the time, I appreciate your time as well. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spilborn and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.